أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about Allah's adl, Allah's justice, that whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for an admission of guilt from the people of the fire of Jahannam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the keepers of Jahannam to ask the people of Jahannam, Alam ya'tikum nadhir, that no warner come to you? How did you live your life in this world? Wasn't there a kind of message that had reached you about Tawheed and the oneness of Allah? So at that time, قَالُوا بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ, they would say, certainly a messenger, a warner had come. فَكَذَّبْنَا, we denied the messenger, we denied the message. وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, and we said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not reveal anything, there is no kitab, there is no Quran. In antum illa fi dalalin kabir, then you are in great error. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another concept with regards to those that are in the fire of Jahannam, the disbelievers, and that is the concept of hasrat, the concept of bitter regret and bitter remorse. But that regret and remorse, it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ, they will say, if only we had heard the message of Allah, we had heard the Quran, أَوْ نَعْقِلُ, or we would have understood the message. In other words, we would have applied our minds. We should have used our brains. But what has happened? Allah had given everyone ears in this world, but sometimes we do not apply these senses the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to use it. Allah has given us all intellect. Allah has given us the power of thought, of thinking, of discretion. All of it Allah has given. But what happens is it contaminates with this material world, and the result of it is we overlook this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, which only the mujrimun would see, what will happen? Nakisu ru'usihim inda rabbihim, they would be with their heads put down in shame, and they will make this admission, Rabbana abasarna wa sami'na, O Allah, we have seen. We have seen this whole concept of akhirat. We have seen this whole concept of hisab and kitab. We have seen this concept of the book of deeds being given. We have seen the concept of the weighing of our a'mal. We have seen this questioning that you question, and everything we have seen, Rabbana abasarna wa sami'na, and we have heard. Now there is no doubt, there is absolutely no doubt that this qiyamah is a reality, this akhirat is a reality. Allah send us back into the world, because we were wrongdoers then, but obviously there is no way out, there is no reversing from that day of Qiyamah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a similar message, the message of hasrat. That is why one of the names of Qiyamah is Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret, the day of remorse. And then Allah says, Ma kunna fi ashabi sa'ir, if only we heard, we applied our minds, we wouldn't have been from the people of the blazing fire. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us, look at the servants of Allah, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا, Who are the real and true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who listen attentively to the word. Those who listen attentively to the call of iman. They listen attentively to the words of Allah, the Quran, and all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, not only do they listen, يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا, and they follow the beauty and the exceptional beautiful commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the ibadat of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And Allah has bestowed us with that iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us and made us from the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us the opportunities of not only reciting the Quran, but Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunities of exploring the meaning of the Quran. It should not happen that the hasrat and the regret be on the day of Qiyamah. When ulama discuss tawbah, what is seeking forgiveness from Allah, then one is regret in this world. Regret the wrongs. Regret it now. Everybody would have regret. The regret is either going to be on the day of Qiyamah, or the regret will be in the Qabr, or the regret is going to be at the time of Maut. Let us regret our wrongs. Let us admit it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us leave all of that and make a firm resolution and go forward, saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to change our lives. It shouldn't happen. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they would admit then, they would admit and confess their sins. Day is too late. Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is tawbah? Tawbah is al-i'tiraf, the same word, fa'atarafu. It is to admit, to confess to Allah in this world. Because if the confession is going to be on the day of Qiyamah, it's going to be absolutely too late. So let us confess to Allah. Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually the word suhqan means away. Away means curse be upon the people of the fire of Jahannam. This word dhambun in Arabic that is used for sin, dhambun actually refers to the tail of an animal. If you look at an entire animal, the easiest part after an animal is slaughtered is to cut off the tail. Everything else, there's a little bit more effort. And Allah Ta'ala has used the word dhambun for sin. The easiest thing that we can shed off is sin. And how we're going to shed that sin out is by seeking tawbah and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wash away all our sins. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq.